A report this spring that labels much of Onondaga Lake as swimmable is meant to be a springboard to further discussions about the future of the lake. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that's what Onondaga County officials are hoping for.
The Upstate Freshwater Institute says the northern two-thirds of the lake that was once called the most polluted in the country is swimmable. Tom Rhodes, Onondaga County's Water and Environment Protection Commissioner, says that doesn't necessarily mean residents should grab their swimsuits and jump in.
When we say it's now a swimmable resource, what we're asking people to do is change their perspectives and change their behaviors so that they're now more engaged in making this lake a real opportunity, a real resource.
The lake was deemed unswimmable 75 years ago, following years of industrial pollution. The swimmable designation is based on low bacteria counts and high water clarity. Rhodes notes the south end of the lake will probably never get that designation because of high turbidity that's caused by soil that flows in from the Tully mud boils. Rhodes says the county has to look to the future now that it's nearing the end of a federally mandated cleanup.
In our legacy era, we treated the lake much differently because we felt our individual actions didn't matter. But now we're at a point in the recovery of this lake where individual actions do matter.
And that means continued emphasis on Save the Rain initiatives that keep more storm water out of the lake, as well as simple things like encouraging people not to litter. And Rhodes also hopes the decision on the future of Interstate 81 takes into account new stormwater management systems that keep storm runoff and road debris out of the lake. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.